Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Here's the game. It is called Fact or Crap. Beginner or right, and you're a winner. Boom. True or false, fact or crap. And the great thing about this game is you might just learn a little something. We learned a lot yesterday, didn't we?
Yes.
Biggie, what did you learn yesterday? Oh, those crayons you could eat. Remember that?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Crayola came out with crayons you could eat in licorice flavor and chocolate. And parents said, hey,
my kids are eating them.
They were scented. You couldn't eat them. You could smell them. And parents said, yeah, my kids are eating them. Pez dispensers. We talked about that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Let's see. Well, we're going to start today with martinis. So let's see if you can learn something about martinis here. Chris will be the first player. Hello, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. K-Town Chris here, P1.
K-Town Chris, good to hear from you. Fact or crap, three in a row right and you win. When martinis were first developed in the 1920s, the ratio of gin to vermouth was 2-1. The amount of vermouth has been steadily dropping, and now the ratio is 6-1, roughly. Fact or crap?
I'm going to say fact.
It is.
A lot of math.
Yeah, you're a martini person. You like gin.
You're not. I like gin.
So why not the martini then?
I don't like olives, and I don't like vermouth that much.
How about, what's the one, the Gibson, where you have the onion in it?
Even worse. I've had a few of those.
It's a long story.
My mom and dad met in San Francisco when dad was on leave from Vietnam, and they went to the hotel. There's a hotel that's still there called the Mark, and there's a bar at the top called Top of the Mark. And they had Gibsons there, and which is what you did in the 1960s this is late 60s.
Yeah.
And so every time I've been in San Francisco, I have to go to the Top of the Mark and drink a Gibson, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's but awful. I have to for them.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. That's a nice tradition. But I don't believe I could handle a martini.
No.
Well, you probably could, because now what you can make them with vodka.
Well, vodka martini, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm with Chris Dem. I don't like olives or gin, so it's just I've always avoided
them. The olives really do put flavor into it since they are in there. They do.
Big time.
You can taste the olive.
Yeah.
I don't like olives either.
And if you want a dirty martini, they add olive juice.
That's right.
So it's even more olive-y flavor.
That's right. A dirty martini. Yeah. No, I had an old-fashioned once and had to turn to a dear friend to drink it because...
But that's too sweet. This is far from sweet.
That wasn't sweet for him. That was just rough.
Oh, God, it was.
We were at that nice steakhouse, too, and you were trying to do it up big.
You wanted to be Don Draper. You just
that's
watched
right.
Mad Men.
I was watching Mad Men, and he always had old fashions. And they brought out the thing that, muddles and everything. And our friend
You're
Dave...
old fashioned, sir.
You know Dave Aiken.
Dave's not here.
He was sitting next to me. And I had one sip of it, and I said, Jesus Christ, somebody take this. And
Dave
said, all right, I'll take it.
And they must have made it wrong.
I can't. I don't do that. Okay, all that to say, back all to Chris.
Right.
Two
all
more,
right.
And he wins. Chris, here's your second fact or crap. Fact or crap, you could fit roughly 25 Earths inside Uranus. I know.
Crap.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Attaboy.
You could fit 63 Earths inside Uranus.
Uranus is that big.
Uranus. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Uranus is huge. So 63 would go inside. I thought Uranus was smaller.
So where does that fall on the planets? Is it Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus?
I think it is. Well, Jupiter is the biggest by far. I bet you could fit hundreds of Earths. I mean, Jupiter is enormous.
It's enormous.
I like it when they, have you seen those things where they take it down to like the size of marbles and you see how small Earth
the
is
scope,
compared to Jupiter?
The scale, yeah.
Jupiter's incredible. I heard once that Jupiter saves us from a lot of asteroids and meteorites.
Exactly.
It sucks in there into its gravity.
Yeah, really helps.
If you believe in science, some say that's what's protected us for so long in our solar
system.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. One more, and you're a winner, Chris. Fact or crap, the Oregon Trail game was originally developed in 1971, and the information was printed on paper. It didn't really take off until a new version was released on Apple II computers in 1985. Fact or crap?
A fact.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There you go, Chris.
First player out of the gate is a winner, just like yesterday. Nicely done, K-Town, Chris. That's right. I remember Oregon Trail being a big thing in the mid-80s on those Apple computers.
God, I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, they've tried to recreate it newer. I think there's even Oregon Trail app-style games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same. That classic.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I think that's why you know, Minecraft did so well. It wasn't about being the best video
graphics.
It was just a cool game, you know, and it was like old school. Yeah,
I'm too old to know what either one of those is.
Oregon Trail, I remember. I never got into it. Now, some people loved it.
Oh, I remember. I've heard the stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got, I mean, it was like you went to the computer lab.
That's when, to play, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like you had to learn something,
mm-hmm.
and then you had free time in the computer lab, and it was always everybody played Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever made it. That's the whole thing. Everybody eventually dies of dysentery.
Correct.
But it's like you
That's
go
That's the
hunt.
Great part yeah. of it. You right. die of you dysentery.
Have to hunt and trade.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, so-and-so's sick again, and they're like, and that's how... Mm-hmm. Really, it teaches you about death at a young age, too.
Yes.
It's like, hey, man, your daughter died. Keep moving.
Yes.
Keep going west. You're like, what?
Eat the horse. She froze.
Yeah.
You know what I read about dysentery recently was that like half of the people that died in the Civil War is a huge number, not from bullet wounds, but from dysentery. You know, they had
horrible way to go.
Terrible diarrhea or dysentery. And it was awful because of... I guess the
dirty water,
the water that they would drink out on the in the Civil War. Exactly. Randy Roberts on. Hello, Randy Robert. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say that I love listening to your triad centric commercials while I'm on hold.
Yes.
And you've got me hankering for some of that pimento cheese you were talking about.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Get online.
I'll tell you, I should next time, when we come to Myrtle Beach.
We'll see you in February.
In February, I should bring you some of the Conrad and Hinkle pimento cheese.
You won't remember that. He'll be sending me over to buy
be
it.
Awesome.
We'll give you the ice.
Yeah, you know I don't do nothing online. I'm old school.
I know what you mean.
Oh, you're right.
Well, listen, I always pack a cooler for that trip anyway. You know I pull off in graveyards.
Nine salads.
I'll just put the pimento cheese in the cooler.
Eight salads, one thing
one
of pimento,
pimento cheese.
Cheese.
And that'll be for you, Randy Robert. Okay, here we go.
That'd be awesome.
If I remember, I'll do it. Biggie will be in charge of reminding me. Three in a row right and you win. Fact or crap, the first movie to feature the word vagina was the 1946 movie Gilda, starring Glenn Ford and Rita Hayworth. A scene in the movie is shown in The Shawshank Redemption, but not with that word. That's the same movie. Gilda, and it uses the word vagina, 1946. Fact or crap?
Oh, man. Fact.
No, sorry. No. A Disney movie, an educational film in 1946 called The Story of Menstruation, which did play in theaters.
Do you count that? I mean, what about a feature film? Like a scripted film?
You want to give Randy Robert another chance? Is that?
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean,
I
would be floored if they said it in 1946.
Well,
in a feature film.
In that, The Story of Menstruation, which did air in theaters, but okay, I agree with that. I thought that I was good to make up that Gilda thing.
No, yeah. And she's smoking hot.
Yes. Okay, in that case, Randy Robert, we're going to give you another chance.
Wipe it off the books.
How do you like that one, Randy Robert?
Hey, it sounds good to me.
Okay. Fact or crap, Americans eat roughly 254 million tacos from Jack in the Box every year.
254 million from Jack in the Box. There's 330-odd million people in this country, but Jack in the Boxes aren't everywhere. So I'm going to say crap.
You're right. But
yay.
But your logic is wrong. We eat 554
yeah.
million. That's 1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
1,000 a minute.
From
Jack in the Box.
That's not even a taco spot.
Imagine.
It is, too. I told you. We've had this conversation.
I know. They have fried chicken.
Yeah, they have everything.
They have Szechuan.
Corn. Yeah. But imagine, what are the numbers at Taco Bell? If we're eating 1,000 a minute from Jack in the Box, what is Taco Bell doing? Unbelievable. All right, two more, and you are a winner. Fact or crap, Black Widow spiders are not aggressive. You often have to actually pinch or squeeze one to get it to attack, but their venom makes their bites very painful and lethal to small animals like mice. Fact or crap?
I'll say fact.
That's correct. They are not aggressive, so you do have to... I bet you step on one and it bites you is what black widows do.
There aren't too many aggressive spiders, are there? I mean, even the... What's the one that really is the really bad bite?
The recluse?
The recluse.
Brown recluse. Is it more aggressive?
It's a recluse.
I did call it a recluse. That's right. That's true. I told you about what I recently learned about copperheads is they're not aggressive. You have to really be close to one and like almost step on it for it to bite you. However, a water moccasin is more aggressive. They're looking for a fight. They want to bite you. I didn't know that until fairly recently. Still, though, I'm concerned about copperheads, especially when they're in the leaves because they're well hidden.
And someone has a water feature. And the leaves are starting to come off the trees.
I was out there yesterday working on that water. I'm working on my water feature right now.
Got to keep the leaves out of it.
Very difficult. That's right. Okay, one more and you're a winner. Fact or crap, the average person will take roughly 216 million steps in their lifetime, which is the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth five times.
Oh, Lord. I'll go fact.
That's right. Wow. That's right. Well done.
From the brink of disaster.
That's right. You got it. According to what I read, that is assuming the average person takes 7,500 steps per day. I wonder if that is on average what people
I bet take. It is.
7,500. Because people try to get 10,000, you know.
Yeah.
That was kind of an arbitrary number. But 7,500, that sounds about right. And so that it, with that equivalent, the average person will take a little over 216 million steps in their lifetime five times around the earth. California Chris, how are you?
Never better. Hope you gentlemen are.
Great to hear from you. We're doing well. Three in a row right and you win. Fact or crap, generally, PG-13 movies are allowed to use the F word once to twice, but only if it's used in anger and does not directly refer to sex. Fact or crap?
Oh, I'm going to say crap.
No, that's fact.
That one I knew.
Occasional exception, but twice is the max.
You can say twice.
Twice. But that's it.
And you can't say I blanked.
You can't say Heather. I want to blank you, Heather. You have to say F you, Heather.
Oh, blank it.
Blank you. That's right. That's correct. They've made a couple of exceptions, but that's it. I know the movie The American President, which I love, uses it twice. It's a PG-13, and it's both times it's in anger.
Anger.
And that's where I learned that. Yeah. Michael J. Fox says it once. Polly girl Cassie, always good to hear from you. How are you?
Good, guys. Hey, to harken back on the martinis, you guys are kidding yourself if you think that Kelly's anything more than an apple martini guy.
An apple teeny. Well, now you're talking. Now that might be something.
Even a maybe like a half size, like yeah, a teeny teeny.
Absolutely. I can't.